The time was 1:14 a.m., June 6th, 1944. Suddenly, the green light flashed on. "Let's go!" screamed Lieutenant Muir at the top of his voice, and he, along with Carter and Thomas, gave the big bundle a shove. Lieutenant Muir followed it out. Carter did a quick left turn and followed him into the prop blast. Thomas did a right turn and followed Carter. I could see their static lines snap tight against the edge of the door and vibrate there with the force of the outside wind pulling on them. "Go!" a voice screamed in my brain. "Hurry!" There were 13 men following me out the door, but I couldn't see any of them. Doubled up and grasping my reserve chute, I could feel the rush of air, hear the crackling of the canopy as it unfurled, followed by the sizzling suspension lines, then the connector links whistling past the back of my helmet. Instinctively, the muscles of my body tensed for the opening shock, which nearly unjointed me when the canopy blasted open. From the time I left the door till the chute opened, less than 3 seconds had elapsed. I pulled the risers apart to check the canopy and saw tracer bullets passing through it. At the same moment, I hit the ground and came in backwards so hard that I was momentarily stunned. I lay on my back, shaking my head. The chute had collapsed itself. The first thing I did was to draw my .45, cock the hammer back, and slip the safety on. Troopers weren't issued pistols, but my father had purchased this one from a gun collector in Detroit and sent it to me in a package containing a date and nut cake. The pilots were supposed to drop us between 600 and 700 feet, but I know that my drop was between 250 and 300 feet. The sky was lit up like the 4th of July. I lay there for a moment and gazed at the spectacle. It was awe-inspiring. I have never seen anything like it before or since, but I couldn't help wondering at the same time if I had got the opening shock first or hit the ground first. They were mighty close together. The snaps on the harness were almost impossible to undo, and as I lay there on my back working on them, another plane came in low and diagonally over the field. The big ship was silhouetted against the lighter sky with long tongues of exhaust flame flashing on either side of the body. Streams of tracers from several machine guns flashed upward to converge on it. Then I saw vague, shadowy figures of troopers plunging downward. Their chutes were pulling out of the pack trays and just starting to unfurl when